respected viewers, and welcome to Planet Earth, our loving home. On today's program, we present the concluding episode of our two-part series on the crucial role that cities across our world are playing in the effort to mitigate climate change. Currently home to half the Earth's population and consuming 80% of the world's energy supply, cities have a major impact on our global environment. The decisions and policies made by urban leaders on public transportation, waste recycling, zoning, building codes, and green spaces can have a dramatic effect on our biosphere. Over the past few years, many metros have been rising to the challenge to lessen planetary warming and are courageously leading the way by making sustainability a priority. They also realize the many benefits of working cooperatively together, and several global organizations have formed that serve as effective platforms for local government leaders from around the world to share their plans, ideas, and successful initiatives. One of these organizations is ECLE, Local Governments for Sustainability, an international association of municipalities whose primary mission is to exchange innovative ideas about sustainable development. With members from more than 1,200 cities, towns, and counties from 70 different countries, ECLE is the largest association of local governments in the world. Another such group is the World Mayors' Council on Climate Change, an alliance of cities from across the continents committed to addressing the rapid heating of our planet and related issues of global sustainability. Founded in 2005, the council has over 50 members representing a large network of local governments working together to reduce global greenhouse gas emissions. Membership is open to mayors and municipal heads, and the organization is currently chaired by the Honorable Marcelo Ebrard, Mayor of Mexico City, Mexico. United Cities and Local Governments, or UCLG, is yet another global body with similar goals. With headquarters in Barcelona, Spain, the UCLG has more than 1,000 member cities across 95 countries and represent many local government associations around the world. Its mission is to promote unity and cooperation among urban and regional governments and to act as a focal point for the exchange of ideas and information regarding a number of issues of common concern, including sustainability. In 2010, these organizations sponsored two major conferences for urban leaders. From October 5th to the 7th, 2010, ECLE held a three-day gathering in Seoul, South Korea, entitled The Future of Cities. This global meeting provided an excellent opportunity for municipal heads to share ideas and plans, especially in the area of climate change. There was solid agreement among attendees regarding the need for cities to focus on enhanced sustainability, green policies, and mitigating global warming. The production and consumption of animal products is the number one cause of climate change. According to researchers, this enormously damaging cycle is the source of more than 51% of all human-induced global greenhouse gas emissions. Many municipalities, aware of the relationship between dietary choice and planetary heating, are including the reduction of meat consumption in their climate change plans. To demonstrate the importance of putting green ideas into practice, the second day of the Future of Cities Conference was declared to be a meat-free day to raise awareness that the vegan lifestyle is an effective, viable, and intelligent solution to planetary warming.
We should try to have a diet that is thoughtful about its impacts on the earth.
In cooperation with hosting venue Songdo Convencia and the Meat Free Mondays Korea Group, both a gourmet vegan lunch and dinner was served to the delegates. Yi Hyung-ju, the president of Meat Free Mondays Korea, informed attendees about the benefits of nutritious, low-carbon meals.
It is the symbol of the best solution to climate change with the health of the earth and its residents.
그런 식사를 이렇게 전 세계인들이 함께 나누면서 행복해할 수 있다는 게 우리가 앞으로 가져가야 될 어떤 대안의 모습이 아닐까.
It was a sort of a total solution information for us to really give up meat. I like this dish very much. It's very delicious.
It looks very tasty when you receive it. And secondly, it also is very tasty. It's a very important statement to make when we say that we are building eco-efficient and resilient cities, which this conference is all about.
Abdul Sattar, a member of the Kurunegala Municipal Council in Sri Lanka, commented on how the meat-free day served as encouragement to incorporate vegan fare into his city's eco-friendly measures.
We also discuss in our country also we'll introduce this meat-free meal. Is that very nice, very delicious, and good for health.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
A few weeks later, on November 21st, 2010, city officials from around the globe had the opportunity to meet again, this time in Mexico City for the World Mayors Summit on Climate Change. Co-sponsored by the Mexico City government, the World Mayors Council on Climate Change, ICLEI Local Governments for Sustainability, and United Cities and Local Governments, the summit was attended by 3,000 local and regional leaders, including 138 mayors from 43 nations. Officials discussed the urgent need to address climate change, including taking immediate actions to reduce greenhouse gas emissions at the local level. Supreme Master Qinghai, world-renowned humanitarian, author, and spiritual teacher, has frequently spoken about the need for governments to take leadership in humanity's response to global warming. In a November 2009 video conference in Mexico, she urged all world leaders to take action now to shift their nations to the cost-effective, planet-saving, vegan diet.
The government have the power to make this urgent transition to the organic vegan diet. They should ban all animal products, informing people about the facts of animal products, explaining that because it's poisoning their co-citizens and piling up far more cost than any gains economically and environmentally, and because it's eating up our planet. According to respected Dutch scientists, tens of trillions of US dollars can be saved by world governments if all the world becomes vegan. In addition, the governments of the world have the power to make the veg trend an exciting movement for everyone toward a healthier lifestyle.
Of course, climate change is directly linked with consumption. I think in the future the culture of vegetarianism and of course organic production must be well promoted also among all the countries and communities.
The implications are that it's unsustainable. We can't keep living with the diets that we've had. The responsibility that we have as mayors is to inform the citizens, inform the people out there enough information where they can make conscious choices. All of us have to work together to give people information on what the impacts of their current choices are and then what choices they may have to improve the status they're in.
In all our schools, we have the possibility for the students to choose between vegetarian food and some meat or fish. So every day they have the possibility to choose a better food if you look at it from climate. And just a few months ago we decided that once a month we will only have vegetarian food in our schools. We would like to make the students who say that they need meat to choose vegetarian food and to taste it. You know, it's much better to eat vegetarian food than to eat meat.
The movement just keeps getting bigger, and it gets bigger because it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do for us, it's the right thing to do for our kids, our grandkids, our community, our country, our globe. It can be done, and it will be done, because it has to be done. Be veg, go green, save the planet.
At the conclusion of the summit, 135 mayors signed the Mexico City Mayor's Pact, an agreement to reduce the generation of greenhouse gases through local laws and initiatives. These benevolent and caring leaders also agreed to register their climate actions in the city's Climate Registry, or CCCR, at the Bond Center for Local Climate Action and Reporting, and to provide regular updates on their progress toward lessening greenhouse gases in their respective cities. Currently, many metros around the world are heeding the call to respond to our planet's climate emergency and are actively encouraging their residents to eat more plant-based fare. Vancouver, one of the largest cities in Canada, is providing financial incentives to help its population make an important change in diet. During 2010, Vancouver allocated $100,000 to support community plant-based food endeavors. These include purchasing organic produce from wholesalers in order to sell at cost price to people with low incomes. Neighborhood composting systems have also been developed. Mr. David Cadman, a Vancouver City Councillor, as well as President of EECLE, expressed his view on the shift towards a plant-based lifestyle.
I think moving towards a vegan diet is absolutely essential. When we look at the inputs that go into raising animals, whether it's land use or whether it's food, corn and grains that are grown to feed those animals, or water consumption, we cannot continue to live as dependent as we are on meat. If you begin to transform your own life, if you become a vegetarian, if you walk more, you will be healthier, the planet will be healthier, and you will begin to transform the way in which we live on this planet.
To close, we would like to extend many thanks to the local government leaders, members of international bodies such as the World Mayor's Council on Climate Change, EECLE Local Governments for Sustainability, and United Cities and Local Governments, and all others who are working with earnestness to mitigate global warming. We are especially grateful to those officials who are promoting the planet-cooling vegan diet. May all governments soon share the good news about the world-saving, plant-based lifestyle with their citizens. Thank you, kind viewers, for your company today on Planet Earth, our loving home. Enlightening Entertainment is up next on Supreme Master Television after noteworthy news. May our world and all her inhabitants always be at peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE.